Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, we're going to talk about something as a fellow dreamer that we all think we need. We're going to talk about something as a fellow supporter we think we don't even have to do. Today's stoners, we're going to talk about support. All right, hold on. Cherry Kush. All right. This is like the fourth take of me doing my podcast, and I've hit this blunt. I'm literally in the process of rolling up another one because I didn't hit this blunt like a million times and saying Cherry Kush over and over. Oh my God. Because I'm, you know, I do my podcast through my microphones and my phone also. So, you know, a vibration came through and I didn't like how it sounded. Anyways, back to my point. Back to support, stoners. I like to be open with my guests. Y'all not my customers or my fans. Y'all my guests. And welcome to Stoner Talk. Now, let's talk about support. On one end of the spectrum, the dreamers, you want support. You'll put out the idea, man, I'm about to become a rapper, bro. I'm about to do all kinds of shows. I'm about to make songs. I'm about to go put all kinds of money into this. A month later, the most you've done is buy a microphone and a laptop, and the most songs you've done is maybe two or three, and you're wondering why nobody is supporting you. And I understand, you're like, you put out a song, you let a few of your friends hear it, they bump it once or twice, and then they're not listening to it ever again. You put out another song, you pass it to unknown people, nothing happens. You put out another song, and things just don't happen where you happen. So you just like bump it. If they don't like that, I'm just not going to worry about it. I understand, stoners. I totally understand. Now, let me explain this to you. The grind never stops. Just as fast as you can gain fans, you can lose them. Huh? If you put out one song, two songs, three songs, four songs, five songs, six songs, if you put out 20 songs and nobody liked them, nobody bumped them forever, nobody's saying that's a classic, you didn't get signed, are you supposed to stop? Is there a manual that says, whatever you do, as soon as you bake a cake, if you want to be a baker and you bake a cake, if your first cake is not perfection, do you stop? How many cakes does it take before you fail in and before you say, you know what, I give up? Want to know the answer to that, stoner? There is no answer. You keep grinding until you decide it's enough. Support will always be there. I started my podcast, and for the first month or two, I couldn't crack over five or six people listening to my stuff. And now, just on this app alone, just on this Anchor app alone, I have over 60 people daily listening to my podcast. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. But it's been a year-long grind on here of recording, you know what I'm saying, when I have the time, thinking of great topics that I know about, that I can conversate about and disseminate to the crowd. You have to put in the work. A man that doesn't work doesn't eat. Faith without work is dead. That's in the Bible. You never do things for financial or fame reasons. That's false idols, because money will never be forever. The currency has changed so many times. The value of said currency has changed so many times. So that comes and goes. Fame, that comes and goes. At one point in time, Duran ruled the world. You gotta go for things that are not only sustainable in life, but that will outlive you. Be the greatest baker ever. I just realized I'm sounding like the Nike commercial. But you know what? They got a point. Be the greatest baker ever. Don't just bake a cake and try to get some fans and live off of that and you're an Instagram model. No, don't just be an Instagram model. Be the best model ever in the world. You know what I'm saying, stoners? And talent is undeniable, like I said. So guess what? When they see you putting in all this work, and oh my God, not only is he grinding so hard, the work he's putting out is just awesome. Who's going to deny you that? We all hated Eminem when he first came out, but you can't deny his talent. We say every day Kanye West has lost his mind, but in the same sentence, we also say he's a genius. He just broke YouTube record for the most views in under 24 hours. But this is the same man that said the stupid comment that slavery was a choice. We didn't support that, but we all flocked to his talent. Because it's undeniable, stoners. When you have talent, it's undeniable. I have talent to decimate. I have the talent of gift of gab. That's why I rap. That's why I do podcasts. That's why I do stoner talk on YouTube. That's why I do stoner gaming on YouTube. Because I have the gift of gab. I'm a people person. So everything that I do is in the service. I'm in the service industry. You know, I'm servicing you this podcast to listen to. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of support you want. Support yourself with your own talent. The support of others will always follow it. Plain and simple, stoners. Plain and simple. Now, let's look at the other end of the spectrum. The supporters themselves. Just because an artist, a baker, a chef, a cleaner, a bowler, you know, an artiste, a dancer, you know, a radio personality, just because they don't need your support doesn't mean they don't deserve it. Support nowadays in 2018, stoners, support nowadays is so easy. With the click of a button, you can support your best friend, your associate, or your colleague. With a click of a button, they post up a video or a song they've done just to show a little support. You might not like the video. You might not like the song, but damn it to hell, you like that guy. I help you out. I post it on my page. You never know who might like it or might not. Let's give you some exposure. One share. Click. Are you sure? Yes. Click. So, okay, maybe two clicks on your computer and or phone, and you have supported somebody. There are people who ask for no more than a dollar towards whatever their dream is. And some people shy away and say, nah, I can't do that. But go walk right up the street and buy a 20 bag of weed. Go right up the street and buy something that not only they know they don't need, but won't last. Support lasts forever. You can always say, man, I was there for you when you first started. You know, not saying you want to do that. You don't want to hang that over somebody's head as a supporter, but you want to let them know that you're there. Even if it's just, hey, man, here's a buck. I donate a buck to your podcast or to your channel or to whatever. You know what I'm saying? Every time you drop something, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and share that for you, bro, Ham. What is it hurting you? You share a video or a song every now and again. And I keep using social media because everybody's on social media. Even the people that hate social media is on social media hating social media. Everybody's on social media. So one share is support. Word of mouth, listening to the song, listening to, you know what I'm saying, whatever they created, bringing their food to certain parties. You know what I'm saying? Just showing them that you care. Now, if you don't care, that's one thing. This podcast isn't for you. But if you have a friend You hang with every day. You hang with this friend every day. And they rap, sing, bake, I don't know. Whatever they do, and they're trying to make it in the industry of that. I would want you to step back and ask yourself, how do you help them? Because that's what we're here for, to help the next man. We're all in the service industry some type of way in life. If you're not in my life to help me, why are you there? Everybody lives by that motto, even if you don't want to admit it. Everybody lives. If you're in my life, even if you're not hurting it, if you're just there to be there, why are you there? Every successful person in life do not have people around them that does nothing. Everybody does something, whether it be for them or because of them, or they benefit in some type of way, or they're just a part of and affiliated with. It doesn't matter, but everybody has to do something. You're not just going to be in my life reaping the benefits of my dream. Okay? Stoners, I just want everybody to realize that whatever you do, put in the work, and what you want will follow. Do what you need to do so what you want out of it can follow. It's the old, if you build it, they will come. Okay? You want to be a podcast. You're listening to me right now and you're thinking, I can do what BC's doing. I can do that. I have the gift of gab. I have a soothing voice. I can speak to people. Then go do it. Put out your podcast, brother man, sister girl. Put out your podcast. Talk your ish. Decimate your talent to the masses. Figure out life. I am 33 years old. I just started podcasting when I was 31. I've been rapping since I was 16, stoners. My end goal is not to be the greatest rapper ever and get signed to a label and do my thing. No, I like rapping because I've been doing it and I'm actually good at it, stoners. But my end goal is to take this podcast and turn into a talk show. That's my dream. Am I looking for supporters? Of course, you can be a supporter of this podcast. If you're listening to this podcast, you can also click the link and donate $1 monthly. But am I asking y'all to do that? No, you do it if you want. You see the link as you listen to it. If you clicked on anything in this link, you've seen it. So you either do it or you don't. That doesn't mean I'm not going to stop doing podcasts. That doesn't mean I'm not going to make them, you know, you have to pay to listen to them now. No, I'm going to put in my work because my end goal has nothing to do with money. My end goal has nothing to do with fame. My end goal is to be a talk show host. A late night, or, you know, not really daytime. That's more soap opera-ish, but a late night talk show host, just a talk show host in general. That's my dream. And I'm working the path to do so. And I don't need anybody's support to do so, but I would love it. So you see how that works, stoners? So I'm going to go ahead on and end this podcast by saying this. If you're in somebody's life and they're important to you, well, what's important to them should be important to you. And we all know what's important to you, you support. If you're a smoker, you're going to make sure you have weed money. If you're a gamer, you're going to make sure you have the next new game. If your friend and his dreams or your friend and her dreams is important to you, support them. Either financially, or just clicking that share button, or just being there, help them out. Give them a ride to the studio. Don't charge them gas money. Help them. Don't have an agenda. Don't bring them to the studio only because you know they're going to give you gas money. Don't, you know what I'm saying, give him a ride to the studio only because you know he's smoking out the engineer who's there and you're just trying to smoke for free. Help them with no agenda. Once you pay it forward, it doubles back. That's the laws of life. And as the dreamer, don't stress your friends or family to support you. Because like I said, talent is undeniable. If they want to, they will. And you cannot blame or fault anybody for doing something they do not want to do. How many times you have gotten up and done something you didn't want to do that didn't benefit you in no type of way? That's why being a supporter is so special, stoners, because you're supporting something that do not benefit you in no type of way. It is a selfless act. And you cannot expect everybody to be that selfless. Not too many people is going to do something with no agenda behind it. So you can't blame people for being human, stoners. My dreamer stoners I'm talking to. But at the same time, in the same breath, my supporters, or should be supporters, you cannot be mad at the dreamer for being a little frustrated that he has developed fans out of state, but the people he grew up with in his own neighborhood, he can't get them to play one song. You cannot fault that dreamer for being just a little frustrated. It works both ways, stoners. So, with that being said, for the dreamers, keep dreaming, because one day your dreams will become reality. And for the supporters, keep supporting. That's God's plan. Please follow me on all my social medias, Mr. Super Duper BC, MrSupaDupaBC. And again, stoners, stoners unite.